Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge bersama Dania juga Ari langsung dari VOA di Washington DC. Sebentar lagi kita akan bergabung dengan Dania yang akan bercerita mengenai seniman asal Amerika Serikat Elizabeth Urabe yang pernah mengikuti kontes mendesain batik di Amerika. Ingin tahu ceritanya? Langsung saja kita bergabung bersama Dania Iman.
Halo, apa kabar? Kembali bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Elizabeth Urabe adalah seorang seniman asal Amerika Serikat yang tinggal di negara bagian Arizona. Pada tahun 2011, ia memutuskan untuk mengikuti kontes American Batik Design Competition yang diselenggarakan oleh Kedutaan Besar Republik Indonesia di Washington, D.C. Elizabeth kemudian mendaftarkan salah satu gambar hasil karyanya yang diberi judul Divine Unity. Untuk kompetisi ini, gambar tersebut kemudian diadaptasi menjadi kain batik oleh para pengrajin di Indonesia dengan menggunakan teknik tradisional membatik. Yang menarik, pada waktu itu Elizabeth sebenarnya tidak begitu paham mengenai batik Indonesia.
The only thing that I knew about batik at the time was that it was a textile. In my mind, I watched my mind scan quickly, almost like there was a machine. It went through all of the pictures that I'd done in the last 17 years, and I instantly settled on Divine Unity. And I knew that that was the one that I had to enter. I entered it in the competition. There were a few complications because I didn't know anything about batik really.
Gambar yang ia daftarkan sempat dikritik karena memiliki terlalu banyak warna dan tidak sesuai dengan ukuran yang diharuskan. Sekitar 100 orang mendaftarkan hasil karya mereka. Di kompetisi tersebut, karya Elizabeth berhasil menjadi pilihan favorit dan secara otomatis ia pun tembus ke babak final bersama 8 finalis yang lain dan berhasil menang.
My design won the popular vote and that made it an automatic finalist in the competition. So I actually won the competition. I received a $5,000 cash prize and then the 2.5 week tour. The 3 first place winners received a 2.5 week tour which we did in February and March of 2012.
Sebagai hadiah, Elizabeth mendapat hadiah sebesar $5,000 Amerika dan tiket untuk tur keliling Indonesia bersama dua finalis lainnya.
We started off in Jakarta. I don't like big cities, but I was very struck by the incredible balance and beauty and humility of the people and the energy. And I felt that even in Jakarta. We went to Yogyakarta, and which I loved. We stayed in a wonderful traditional lodging there that had a rice paddy across from it with a private pool outside the room. It was just, you know, we were treated very well. We went to Solo, and I was able to see things like the Sultan's Palace, and everywhere we went, a little bit more, I gained more of an understanding about what Batik is. We went to Bali too. Unfortunately, we were mostly in the Kutai area. We did take a trip up to the volcano and through Ubud, and that was wonderful. I got some incredible wood carvings, and that one day trip out of Kutai was beautiful. We went to Borobudur and Prambanan, and those were very moving experiences for me.
Bagi Elizabeth, yang paling berkesan adalah ketika ia berkunjung ke sebuah sekolah di Sulawesi, di mana ia melihat para muridnya yang sedang belajar membatik dengan penuh sukacita.
We went to Sulawesi just for one night, and what was interesting, most interesting to me about that was we visited a school, and I believe it was a junior high school, and what struck me was that we saw a class of students learning batik, and there were two or three young men in the class, and as we walked by them, they looked up at me, and there was just this light and this happiness in their eyes that told me that they're happy with who they are and they love what they're doing, and it didn't matter whether they had a lot of money or fancy things. They were just, as human beings, they were happy.
Ketika berkunjung ke Solo, Elizabeth berkesempatan untuk belajar mengenai teknik membatik lebih dalam.
Yes, in Solo, we went to Batik Keris. We were given a tour of their factory where I believe there are about 2,000 people working there, and so we got to see what the women doing the chanting and the men doing the harder work of the chops and the dyeing and all of that. And that was a very enlightening experience. We also were able to do little mini batiks of our own, which was fun. I brought home a little piece that we were able to stamp and dye ourselves.
Dan ketika berkunjung ke Yogyakarta, Elizabeth bertemu dengan pengrajin yang telah mentransformasi hasil karyanya menjadi kain batik.
In Yogyakarta as well, where the name is escaping me now, but the artist who did the batiks for the finalists, we visited their studio, and this was very exciting because they gave us a tour of their studio, but they were also the ones who did the second batik of Divine Unity.
Kunjungannya ke Indonesia ternyata juga menghasilkan sebuah kerjasama dengan perusahaan Parang Kencana yang kemudian mengadaptasi hasil karya Elizabeth ke dalam desain pakaian dan aksesoris mereka.
Over the first year or so, they made several chops, and they made me samples of 80 shawls and 20 shirts, which are just absolutely incredible. They chose some of the designs from the book, and they made stamps for parts of it, and then a lot of it was traditional Indonesian batik in the background. And the result was these shirts and these shawls, Dania, are so powerful, I can't explain it to you. But when they sent me the batiks, what they did was they didn't try to copy my designs. They used the energy of my designs and then let themselves be guided in the creation of new forms, things that are very different than traditional Indonesian batik.
Untuk kedepannya, Elizabeth berminat untuk menjalin kerjasama lagi di Indonesia dengan para desainer pakaian yang tertarik untuk mengadaptasi hasil karyanya ke dalam koleksi pakaian mereka.
What I need right now is more Indonesian batik companies who feel the international and global potential of what my art has to offer, who can step up and do what Parang Kencana has done. And I don't think it needs to be competitive. Any one picture that I've got, you could change the colors, you could change the designs. It's got the potential to be an infinite line of designs within itself.
Nah, itu tadi sedikit cerita mengenai seniman Elizabeth Urabe yang jatuh cinta dengan batik Indonesia. Jika ingin mengetahui lebih lanjut, silakan kunjungi websitenya di urabebatikdesign.com dan eurabe.com. Sekian dulu cerita kali ini. Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
Dari Washington, D.C., inilah VOA Executive Lounge.